This is KCUR 89.3. The 18th and Vine Jazz District, a half mile east of the flourishing Crossroads District, is itself at a crossroads. Again. For decades, efforts have been made to restore prosperity to the internationally known neighborhood. The city recently proposed $27 million for renovations, and the Kansas City Royals are set to break ground on a multi-million dollar youth baseball academy on the district's north edge. But as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, the latest vision for 18th and Vine is being met with a mixture of excitement and concern.
18th and Vine is in Jason Parsons' DNA, literally.
My grandfather was J. McShann.
That's the J. McShann, the world-renowned Kansas City pianist and bandleader.
Had his roots here in Kansas City, but traveled the world. He would share stories about playing here, and so I basically grew up here on 18th and Vine.
Parson has great stories about hanging out with his grandfather and living with him in his later years.
He would get up at 1, 2 in the morning, just jump on the piano and play.
This was, of course, amazing.
You know, I still had to go to work.
Parson says he learned about community and supporting friends from his grandfather, and that's why Parson says it wasn't hard when he was thinking about where to set up his public relations firm.
This was my first and really only choice, to come back home, basically.
In its heyday, the district was full of churches, like the Centennial United Methodist Church here on 19th and Woodland. It's over 100 years old. Parson's grandfather told him musicians sometimes would wrap up a session at the Mutual Musicians Foundation at sunrise and come directly to play in church. One recent Sunday at Centennial, 74-year-old Virginia Thomas told me she remembers this happening.
They would come up here and play. It was open. The jazz almost came out of here.
So why has it been so challenging to preserve this compelling legacy? Even Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, who, as mayor, spearheaded the district's comeback in the 90s, admits the millions of dollars in investments in the district haven't met expectations. But he says people need to understand the impact of segregation.
It's important for taxpayers to know that up until the late 1960s, even up into 1970s, African Americans could not live past 27th Street.
After public accommodation laws passed, many African Americans left the community, investing instead in other parts of town. Today, things are changing. There's new interest in downtown living and having leisure activities nearby. And in the historic Jazz District, there's a new spirit of cooperation among the next generation of political, business, and cultural leaders. Emil Cleaver, and yes, that's the congressman's son, is the director of operations at the Black Archives of Mid-America. It's housed in a large stone building. It was a former Parks and Recreation maintenance building. It's beautifully renovated. The young Cleaver says the vision for 18th and Vine remains unchanged, but we need to think differently about what's offered there.
This is a jazz town, but a lot of younger people don't listen to jazz. I mean, that's just a fact.
He says you have to offer other kinds of music to attract young people to the district.
I'm just being real. I'm just being real. I'm just being real.
R&B, soul, hip-hop, pop music. It's all a grandchild of jazz.
And you need to.
And new things are starting to happen down here. For example, last week was the first ever First Friday on the Vine. It included dance lessons in the lobby of the Jazz Museum.
Step two, three, four.
Outside, the street was closed. Vendors sold art and jewelry. It was mostly an African-American crowd, and there was a palpable feeling of excitement. But change is hard.
He never answered my question.
At a contentious public meeting in the district earlier this week, city officials outlined plans for the new projects and improvements in the district. There were some heated comments from residents who felt left out of the decision-making process. Here's Archie Williams.
Progress we want, but maintaining cultural heritage and integrity. This is an American culture, but we want to make sure that it stays an African-American culture as well.
Williams has lived in Parade Park, right at the edge of the district, for more than 40 years. He represents a sizable voice of those who worry the improvements will, once again, bypass longtime local residents. Their frustration, understandable, says 3rd District Councilman Quentin Lucas.
Because for decades, people saw that there wasn't investment. Now that things seem cooler and lots of things going on, there's this fear that what's being built isn't being built for the population that lives there now.
Well, if it's not for them, then who is it being built for? Is it for those like Lucas himself, a young African-American who's moved back to the newer, tonier apartments built here in recent years? Is it for the cultural and arts groups, or to create a retail destination with restaurants and shops? And who's going to decide? These are the questions facing today's leaders as they look toward what the iconic 18th and Vine District will look like in decades to come. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.